good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: ZRA bus major alcohol smuggling syndicate, 23 million quarter revenue loss averted. UNIDO to provide $5 million to Zambia to reduce mercury pollution. And in international news, final round of voting closes in Sham Myanmar election.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. The Zambia Revenue Authority has thwarted a high-valued alcohol smuggling scheme in Lusaka's Makeni area with over 13,800 cases of assorted alcoholic beverages smuggled into the country. In a statement, ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala said the alcoholic beverages were imported through the Kazungula one-stop border post in December 2025 using six trucks and were falsely declared as transit goods destined for the Democratic Republic of Congo. He said the goods were subsequently offloaded at the warehouse in Makeni, and by the time officers raided the premises, most of the consignment had already been circulated on the Zambian market for consumption. Mr. Nzala said the estimated revenue loss from the smuggling scheme exceeds 23 million kwacha. He said the beverages include Blue Label, Jameson, Lion Black, Four Cousins, Godson's Gin, Red Label, Glenlivet, and Johnny Walker, among others. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on Zambians to desist from engaging in falsehoods and misinformation that may destabilize peace and unity in the country, emphasizing that national cohesion must be upheld at all times. In a message delivered by Special Assistant to the President for Politics, Levi Ngoma, during a church service at UCZ St. Paul's congregation in Kasama, President Hichilema said the rise in misinformation among citizens is worrisome and should not be tolerated in a peaceful country like Zambia, as it has the potential to cause division. President Hichilema said citizens must rise and reject falsehoods in order to maintain peace and unity in the country. The president also pledged to support the building project at St. Paul's congregation in Kasama with a contribution of 500,000 kwacha.
The president said, as you go, to using the congregation St. Paul's nation and through the church to the nation, may we be united as a country. Everywhere the president has gone, on his list, he talks about unity. One Zambia, one nation. We are that one people. That's why I say, Charles, we are one. Let us be united. Unity in diversity across all the 10 provinces of Zambia. Let us be united. The Bible, when talking about unity, says how good and pleasant it is when brothers, when brethren, dwell together in unity. And the Bible goes on to say, on that unity, God commands the blessing.
Meanwhile, United Church of Zambia Northern Presbytery Secretary Reverend Bishop George Sindaza has expressed gratitude to President Hichilema for demonstrating strong political will that has contributed to peaceful political campaigns in Kasama. And Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga has called on the church to continue praying for peace, love and unity to prevail in the nation.
The president has always been talking about peace to prevail in our country and to prevail it. Not only because the president spoke, but because the president spoke and the church prayed. And the church prayed and among the church said, you see, they pray for peace. And peace is prevailing with our church. We thank God for that. And even as we are conducting ourselves in this election, come with your son, whom we as a government and as a party, we have also elected to be elected in the forthcoming election as mayor.
The United Nations Industrial Development Organization has announced plans to allocate $5 million United States dollars to the Zambian government to help reduce mercury pollution linked to increased copper production in the country. In an interview, UNIDO Project Administrator Kincho Vizi said the funding will be provided through a global environment facility project. She has explained that the funds will be used alongside additional resources to be mobilized by various stakeholders through co-financing arrangements. Ms. Vizi has further disclosed that the funds will only be dispersed after the completion of the preparatory phase of the Global Environment Facility Project, which is expected to be concluded by December next year.
There's $5 million coming from the JEF. And the other $40 million is co-financing that will be coming from local stakeholders, be it government, be it academia, private sector, or so on. And the $5 million comes from the JEF, and this will be then managed with the support of UNIDO by ZEMA. Now we have 1 year long preparatory phase where we prepare the project document. Once the document has been approved by the JEF, which is expected to happen around December next year, that's when the project implementation can start.
The opposition leadership movement has expressed disappointment with the New Dawn administration over its failure to pay farmers on time. Party President Dr. Richard Tshilombe said the UPND administration had pledged to resolve challenges facing farmers, but has failed to honor their commitments. Dr. Tshilombe has accused the current administration of misleading farmers and the general public, stating that delayed payments continue to negatively impact farmers' livelihoods and national food security. He said government failure to meet its commitments demonstrates lack of seriousness in addressing issues within the agricultural sector, adding that Zambians should consider changing the current leadership.
So it's a very big disappointment. Leadership movement is disappointed that this government is a government of liars. We have liars in government, and it's not good for the people of Zambia, because Zambians are suffering. That maize was taken from the farmers in April. Up to today, they have not been paid. We need a government that thinks for the Zambian people.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zahu Energy Solution Limited says it is developing a large-scale solar photovoltaic power plant integrated with advanced battery storage technology. Company Public Relations Officer Lukundo Nakamba said the initiative, being implemented under a 25-year power purchase agreement, is aimed at addressing Zambia's energy deficit, strengthening national energy security, and contributing to climate change mitigation efforts. She said the project, which is expected to be fully operational by December 2026, will generate 200 megawatts of solar power in Mombwa, building on the momentum created by the groundbreaking ceremony for the 200 megawatts solar power plant held on 7th November 2025. Ms. Nakamba has added that the project, which will operate under a long-term power purchase agreement with CESCO, is expected to create numerous job opportunities while significantly enhancing Zambia's energy resilience.
The initiative, set to be fully functional by December 2026, will produce 200 megawatts of solar power in Mombwa, building on the momentum created by the groundbreaking ceremony of 200 megawatt solar power plant launched on the 7th of November 2025. The project will be operational under a long-term power purchase agreement with ZESCO. This is expected to generate numerous job opportunities while significantly enhancing Zambia's energy resilience. Zaho Energy Solutions Limited reiterates its commitment to accelerating the ongoing development at the Mombwa site, backed by strong government support and progressive energy policies.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Polls in Myanmar have closed after a third and final stage of voting. in what are widely viewed as sham elections. Many popular parties are banned from standing, and voting has not been possible in large areas of the country because of a five-year-long civil war. The dominant party, backed by the ruling military junta, is